Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, that would be a no. Thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
All right, thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Yes.
The chances? Definitely?
Yeah, I vote.
All right,
yes.
Thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
65.
65, all right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm of the human race.
All right, but if you could like maybe specify, it's like, are you white or African American or Hispanic?
Yeah, I just don't like that question, so you can move on to the next.
Okay, all right, no worries. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as like a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
At what was the question?
Yeah, so So it's basically, regardless of how you have, like, previously voted before, do you think of yourself?
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
All right.
And I will stay a Democrat.
All right. So would you say you're a strong Democrat then, or a not strong Democrat?
Yes. I'm a strong Democrat. I'm an anti-Trump.
All right. Thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? Very? All right. Well, I'm assuming just satisfied. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people want their members of Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on the importance of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's an important issue at all, a 5 if it's a somewhat important issue, and a 10 if it's like the most important issue ever. So the first one is raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
Yeah, they should.
So you think this is like a really important 10? All right, thank you. What about protecting democracy and voting rights?
That's a 10.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
10.
10, all right. What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
I couldn't hear your question very good.
Oh, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Oh, yeah, that's 10.
All right, thank you. What about lowering rent?
Yes, that's a 10.
Funding for mental health services?
Ten.
Improving K-12 education.
Ten.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
Oh, 10.
And protecting abortion rights.
10.
10, all right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100, in which basically a 0 means you don't like them.
You know, my dinner is on the stove, and so I need to attend to that. So I'm not really paying attention now to your question. So I'm going to end the survey now. So good luck with the rest of what you're doing. Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.